Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome to our first edition of 5 Minutes in Church History. Let's start with one of the towering figures in church history, Augustine. Now, first things first, how do you pronounce his name? I had a church history professor in seminary who liked to say, St. Augustine is in Florida, St. Augustine is in heaven. So let's go with that. I'm struck by the very first word in Augustine's classic book, The Confessions. The word usually gets translated great. A recent translation has the word as vast. The Latin is magnus, and Augustine uses it to refer to God. This is why we need church history. We need to be reminded of what matters and what matters most. Do you know a sociologist of a few decades ago called us the belly button generation? We are so consumed with our own selves, so captivated by our own selves. This sociologist was saying we're like infants when they first discover their own belly button. They're utterly fascinated by it. Okay when you're an infant, but as we grow up, if we fail to see there's a whole world around us, we are living pretty shallow lives. If we're still fascinated by our belly buttons, something is definitely wrong. Enter Augustine and his opening word, Magnus. There is something and someone far greater than us, the greatest, in fact. This first word and the truth it represents controls Augustine's great book. After Augustine calls God the greatest, he refers to himself as a mere segment, as a dot. Now that's perspective. Historians tell us that Confessions is the first true autobiography. Kings had written chronicles of their exploits and conquests, but Augustine writes the first autobiography. True enough, but we would be wrong to assume that Augustine is the main character. That role belongs exclusively to God. Augustine calls God the Hound of Heaven, who relentlessly tracks Augustine down and draws Augustine to himself. God made Augustine, and God made us, too, for himself. But we run the other way, and our restless hearts propel us in the opposite direction. So Augustine ends his first paragraph, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless." Unquietum is the Latin. Until they find their rest, or pace is the Latin, peace in you. But we are not at peace. But this God who made us desires to remake us. Augustine liked to call humanity Adam's sinful lump. And this great potter, the Magnus, pulls some clay from this lump and reshapes it. He redeems sinful hearts through the atoning blood of the sacrifice of the God-man on the cross. God gives us peace. So Paul says in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, this is a great God, the greatest. Our very first word should be none other than Augustine's. Our reflex should be, "I am but a mere segment, a dot. And you, O God, you are great." The Confessions is more than an autobiography. It's even more than a classic text. Augustine's Confessions is a prayer, and it should be the prayer of all of us. So now we can re-enter the 21st century. Now we can come back to a place where, as Ed Welch put it so well in a book title, where people are big. They are Magnus. And God is small. He is the segment. We can come back to this world that has it so mixed up with the far better perspective and say, "Magnus, vast and great are you alone, O God." What a challenging and comforting thought for us from Augustine for the week. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.